Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here and to tell you something about the developments of EAD in the Netherlands. As in most of the countries, we started with surveys of archival holdings on the internet since 1995. Mostly in list form, sometimes in database form. A few years later, the archives in the Netherlands started with presenting their most important the funding aids of their most important funds and collections in Word or PDF format. And there are still institutions which publish their finding aids in this format or in flat HTML pages, especially the smaller institutions. The International Institute of Social History is the Dutch EAD pioneer. It started in 1997 with SGML, and the international character of the holdings of the this institute was the main reason for an international approach. It keeps the collections of Marx and Engels and Bakunin and Amnesty International and a lot of communistic and socialistic political parties all over the world. I think that one third of their collection is of non-Dutch origin. So it is not curious that the descriptions of this institute are available from, I think, 1999 in Arlin and in Archive Grid, or the predecessor of Archive Grid. Here you see an example of the minimal collection description, simply the name, the date, the title, the extent, and here the names of the creators of this collection. This is a screenshot of our old website. In Belgium, our southern neighbors, the situation is a little bit different. They don't use EAD. Only the General State Archives in Brussels and its professional branches are using EAD, but the other institutions and the other archives are using databases, and sometimes they are using databases within in ICG format. This is an example of such a database. They even have mentioned, you can't read, but they have even mentioned the numbers of the ICG areas behind the labels. The General State Archives started in 2005 with EAD and is online since 2007. In the Netherlands, there are now, 12 or 13 institutions that are using EAD for description of their archival materials. Of course, the International Institute and my institution, the National Archives in the Netherlands, but also some special collection departments of university libraries, 8 municipal archives, of which the City Archives of Amsterdam is the most important one, and surprisingly, the Dutch National Circulation Bank. Here you see the distribution. In the Netherlands, it is mainly concentrated in the west, and in Belgium you see one institution centralized in Brussels with its branches. This Western group of institutions form a portal for the history of Holland, what is not the same as the Netherlands. Holland is a part of the Netherlands, like England is a part of Great Britain. There is a serious competition with another database, and in fact it is a commercial vendor who whose aim it is to be the national database for all archival descriptions, and it is an Oracle based database, and it is owned by a Mr. De Ree, not De Ree but De Ree. And this it has been started in 2001, it's quite early, and now it has the descriptions of 50 institutions. That's much more than the 12 or 13 EAD implementers. De Ree, I must say, has success because it offers a complete solution for the institutions. You give them all your word finding aids, all your paper finding aids, and a bag of money, and he will do everything for you. So, if you have gained your budget, then bring it to Groningen in the north of the Netherlands, and then your problem is solved. Contributing institutions have to pay for the hosting, and the use of the database is free for everything. That is quite contradictory to the situation with Archive Grid. Now I will, from here on, I will speak especially about the situation in the National Archives. We have 6,000 collections, and with 5,800 finding aids, so we have a backlog of 200 collections. Under these 6,000 collections, there are a few very great, with more than 100,000 files, but most of the collections count between 200 and 300 deliverable units, so folders, maps, etc. We started in 2001 with the TANAP project. That is an international project towards a new age of partnership. It is a cooperation with the archives of some of our former colonies in the Eastern Hemisphere, Indonesia, Malaysia, South Africa, Sri Lanka, and India. It is the goal of the project to publish the finding aids, if they exist, on the web for research. It was my manager who recognized the value and the opportunities of EAD. One of the unexpected advantages of EAD is its political neutrality. It is not invented by the Dutch, the former colonial power in those countries. So, these countries couldn't accuse us of a neo-colonial act by advising them to use EAD. And it was developed by the Americans, so it must be a good solution. Especially Indonesia is very sensitive on this point, and the participation of Indonesia was essential for this project, because they own the vast majority of the Dutch colonial archival material. And the our director was informed by his colleagues in different opportunities, and they were talking about EAD, and our director came to the conviction that we as a national institution have to have the obligation to adapt international standards. Simply, we couldn't stay behind. So after the TANAP project, with limited results in number of finding aids, only 80, we could start the DTNA project, that means Dutch finding digital finding aids national archives. We started in 2004, but it was very difficult because of an initial lack of resources. The promised budget was not permitted. But in September 2005, we got the budget, and since then we are in full swing with five full-time project members. These are finding aids in the reading room. And here, this is the quality. Not the worst one, but and not the standard quality. Some are in manuscript. The oldest dates from 1802, and the oldest in print from 1867. But most are typescript and are dating from 1910. A lot of them are copied and copied and copied again, so it's very difficult to process these documents. Of course, we had some problems to overcome. We have heard already some of these problems. The first thing was to convince the EAD as the right instrument, not to our director, but to our colleagues. They were very skeptical because they didn't understand why we were implementing EAD. Why not use a normal database? Why all these weird fish hooks? The lack of confidence resulted in a lack of cooperation, and the EAD team had to do it themselves. After the publication of the first 500 or 600 finding aids, the atmosphere changed. Now is everybody convinced of the quality of EAD as a document? The budget. That's a problem. There's always a problem. In 2003, we have asked for extra budget. It was granted initially, but effectively we didn't get a budget. Early 2005, our ministry got an extra budget from the Treasury, and then we have sent in a new project plan using the words of the civil servants of the ministry, and surprise, surprise, we got a budget. As the National Archive is a governmental institution, there was no possibility for us to gain a grant from foundations, non-governmental foundations. These foundations don't subsidize the government. Another problem is always the quantity or quality question. Quick and dirty solution or a better one. We have chosen for the quality, not complete, of course. But, we are no perfectionists, but we have done some improvements. We are using normalized labels and headings that are mostly the titles of ICG elements in Dutch translation, of course. We are creating and adding abstracts to the description of all record groups and collections. And we are standardizing the structure of the finding aids by adapting ICG format for the description of the material at the record group or collection level. And this is the most expensive part of the conversion process because it can't be automated. Archivists and historians have to re-edit the text of the general description and to split it up into adequate ICG elements. So we don't use the ODD, the odd element for the introductory note at the collection level, but we use biohist, custod hist, appraisal related material, etc. At the component level, we don't do this. Marking the comments and annotation under the file description was too labor intensive. So we had to do a concession to the quality and using odd at that level. Gaining knowledge and experience, we all started blank. In 2000, we started with a desktop study, and in 2001, we attended an EAD course of who else? Daniel Pitti in Amsterdam. But further, we began only with a tech library and the web as our source of information, desperately seeking for good examples and bad examples, the do's and the don'ts. Sometimes it was not easy to get information about the ratio, the why of some constructions in EAD. Especially making choices between two or more possible solutions was quite difficult. What are, for instance, the advantages and disadvantages of the C and the numbered C elements? What is the usefulness of the attribute encoding analog if you don't have a coding system to map to? What was the intention of the developers of EAD that the elements unit ID and unit date may contain a child element like bipref, title, and argref? Maybe 007 or 1948. I don't know. The lack of knowledge. Oh, I have to. No. The lack of knowledge and experience influenced the developing of work instructions and guidelines. We, a colleague and I, didn't know. We had the feeling that we were the blind that guide the crippled. We had the two divide dedicated tools. In the beginning, there was only XMetal. We had a better start than our guide than our colleagues in the International Institute because they had only WordPerfect with templates. So we could create and validate EAD documents manually, but we hadn't people who could develop scripts for converting WordStar, WordPerfect 4.2, WordPerfect 5.1 Word documents into a basic EAD document. So we had to hire these people. They made a lot of scripts for us. And now we have two guys who can make new ones and adapt existing scripts. Where are we now? Of the, we have 4,200, and have checked it this morning, actually at 4,270 finding aids online. And we hope at the end of our project, more than 99.5% of the finding aids to have online. I expect only that 20 or 30 finding aids are so weird that they cannot be treated as a visitor of Procrustes to be stretched or to be chopped off to fit in their EAD bed. They must be completely re-edited, or even the material itself must be reprocessed. And for instance, one finding aid is completely untraceable. Normally we have four copies of each finding aid, but this one, none. There are also finding aids with a normal description, but without call numbers. So how do we use them? By using the archivist as the finding aid, but that is not possible in this situation. Our descriptive practices are now more in compliance with ICG. The implementation has caused to change the descriptive practices. The use of a template for the description at the collection level or record group level, before EAD it was a complete unstructured free text. And there is a willingness of our colleagues to add more content information in the description at a component level. before EAD, the Dutch description were very somber. They contain information relevant for identifying the material, and that was it. EAD now is also incorporated in some commercial and non-commercial description tools, like we heard of our colleagues from France. This is, of course, not our achievement, but a result of the success of EAD. Most vendors of dedicated description software have added EAD incorporated in their products, mostly as an extra option. Even the Ray has done this, but it is in his software not a standard option, just an extra option you have to pay for. We have some tools for ourselves and for other institutions. Some conversion scripts and style sheets, they are downloadable. Presentation style sheets. We have a web-based publication tool developed, free for everybody. The only limitation is you have to register because of the necessity of creation of a personal or institutional account. It's very simple. Open the web page, upload your valid EAD document from your local environment, click on the button publish, wait a few seconds, and then you can download a PDF file with and a zip file with all the HTML pages of the processed finding aid. And of course, we have a dedicated editor too. The Germans have Max, the French have Pléiade, and we have, that's to say, we will have within a few weeks or months, ProMeat, an editor especially in Dutch. We have no problems with using English software, but the rank and file of the archivist love to work with their own with software in their own languages. So we think it could help the promotion of EAD to make a tool in Dutch. The functionality of ProMeat is more or less the same as in the toolkit, only of the EAD part. The management functionality doesn't exist in ProMeat. ProMeat is also open source. It will be available on SourceForge. And as the Belgian state archives are intended to use this application, a multilingual version will be certainly developed. Another thing is the developing of best practices guidelines. We have our own best practices guidelines based upon the RLG best practices guidelines. But it is more strict. There is not an extension. This completely conform the EAD DTD, but we have more than 160 recommendations or rules. For instance, there are a few not allowed elements and attributes. I call subtitle, sponsor, runner, DSC group, and attributes like identifier, parent, alt head, date char. There are more mandatory elements and attributes. For instance, author in publication statement, and every C element of the file level must have a unit ID and must have a unit title. The hierarchy of the level values is also controlled by this tool, so it is not allowed to insert a child element, a C, within a level series, with the level series in an element C with a level subseries, file, or item. Some fixed values, for instance, the element when used has always the value this finding aid is written in Dutch. That's completely redundant for us, but I think that a lot of people here in this room are not able to distinguish Dutch from Danish or German. So I think it is a relevant relevant element in our finding aids. The values of attributes checked by the EAD schema, like normal in the dates, and the values of the ISO rules, ruled attributes, are also checked. So there is for us no urgent need to upgrade to the schema. And we have also normalized or standardized the names of our digital documents. Every digital document will start with our ISO code. And in EAD document will have the second part of the name is the value of the EAD ID. And then we will have the extension PDF or XML or whatsoever. The checking tool is always difficult to see it from a distance, but if you have a valid document, you simply click the XML button above, then a new window will appear, click, and you will see there is, now you can't see, but there's EAD guidelines. XSL, because it is a simple style sheet. Click OK. Then the style sheet provides a simple text file with, in this case, three warnings. It says the name of the document is not right. It says in the high level bit, I can't read it. Origination in the high level bit must have a person name, corp name, or a fem name. And the third is the element language has not has a script code with an other value than LATN. And let's see. Indeed, you see the document has not an ISO code. You will see, you can't see it, but on the right, LATN is not started with a uppercase L, and here the creator is the Dutch embassy in Costa Rica, is not marked as a corp name. Now we are at the finding aid level. I will show you a few of our oddities. We have already mentioned the different flavors of EAD, and also we have some peculiarities. For instance, the first is we are using the element description group, the successor of admin info, and we use that for organizing the other descriptive elements like biohist and scope content and appraisal, etc., according to the areas of ISG, and to give these areas a heading. I know some of the people here think it is redundant and unnecessary because they think the style sheet could do this, but I think the style sheet should provide style and all information and all information readable for the user must be in the document itself. Another one, you can't see, but here underneath you see the container with two question marks. We don't use the container element, we use the unit ID element instead, and we do that because of the recommendation of RLG. And there's another reason we don't have the box folder model in the Netherlands. Almost all deliverable units have a single number. So the boxes are not numbered. The boxes carry only the numbers of the folders they contain. Another problem was the the use of Canadian-American terminology in EAD. Series is in the Dutch archival practice slightly different than the Canadian-American one. Nevertheless, we have adopted the Canadian-American series, so this is a sub-series. And in our practice, is this a series. But we have this called a series and a sub-series, so we hadn't no word, no term for this. And we have created the level file group. That's to say, we have created the other level is a file group. And that is, we are using that other level attribute for the style sheet who can create the indent of the underlying files. Challenges to overcome, indeed. Version control is one of the problems. Now we have 4200 XML documents, but they are not fixed. They are subject to alterations. And the problem is that the we can mention the alterations into the element revision description, but that's not a very precise one. And our customers, our researchers, want to know what version they are looking at on the screen, because is it the same version as the printed inventory they have bought a few years ago? Are there new accession? Of course, they are mentioned somewhere deep in the finding aid, but in the first first page, it is very handsome to have that information mentioned too. Linking, that is of course especially a technical problem, and it is not very difficult within your own domain, but even there it can go wrong. When we got a new website a few years ago, we hadn't explicitly claimed that the file and folder names of certain documents shouldn't be changed. That was obvious to us, but not for the developer of our website. So we started with a new website with a lot of dead links. Another problem is integration and synchronization. We have not only our digital finding aids, but we have a lot of other databases and systems. And the challenge is to link these systems to each other. If we had money enough, if we had a budget, we would probably redevelop a completely new system. But these are existing systems we have to cope with. Another is further standardization. We are working now with our Belgian colleagues to develop a national, let's just say, Belgian-Dutch best practice guidelines. And the product will be very similar to the RLG best practice guidelines, but there will be more recommendations. Not only mandatory, recommended, and optional elements and attributes, will be included, but also the use of some elements and attributes will be deprecated. For instance, within the DSC, the tabular option with T-head and T-pattern will be deprecated. The nesting of a DSC within a DSC, or even within a C element, what is possible according to the DTD, the use of head and a label within a C will be deprecated. So we hope to create a higher level of standardization within all finding aids, at least within all finding aids in the Netherlands and Belgium. Authority files are only available at the at the institutional level. There are no national authority files for names and organizations, persons and families. So we have a lot of work to do there. We have already heard a lot about the European Archives Portal and Europeana. National Archives will participate in this European program. Nevertheless, I think that international cooperation is always a challenge because of the language and because of cultural differences. And then we have heard a lot about this last days. We are thinking and working on the improving of our website presentation of our finding aids. Finding aids are always very dull and ugly documents. They are lists, mostly long lists with much text, and the ideal presentation isn't found yet. Most experienced researchers prefer the PDF version to the HTML presentation. Yesterday in the meeting after the revolution, we heard about some very interesting ideas. For us in the Netherlands, a better presentation is also a challenge. There are some ideas. One is regarding the use of archival jargon. We heard that we shouldn't use that anymore. But I don't think that we will rewrite our 5,800 finding aids dating from 1802. But what we could do is digitize our glossary and link the glossary with the at least the glossary terms with the terms in our finding aids, and then in a wiki you can, if you want, click on the word and then you get the definition of that word. Another idea, that is a French one, that is creating your own finding aid which contain only the description of the files you are interested. You can't see, but this is, you can't read it, but this is a finding aid of the archives of the collection of Jacques Bardoux, a French politician and a grandfather of former President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing. The description of the folders are marked blue, and behind every description you see in red the call numbers and a small chat box. I have checked four descriptions. The numbers 140J2, 4, 7 and 9. After clicking on the, and I think this one is somewhere here, the print icon, you will get the result, a finding aid with only the elements, with only the descriptions you are interested in, and not only the title, the unit title, and the date, and the unit ID of container number, but also with all other relevant information that's available. So, that was it. Maybe you have missed some information, or if you want to know more about some subjects, please be free to contact me. Thank you.